Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is the course of Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, a new math, a course here in the School of Light of Agape Love, Love Is Here's Ministries of Global Teaching. We are so honored to have you listening to this lesson, lesson number 17, entitled, What Are Your Responsibilities in Healing and Restoration? So welcome again, and let's get started. In lesson number 16, you were learning about what are some of the many ways of healing and restoration for your kingdom within. You learned that the king of this inward kingdom of three that are one must see, believe, and understand that it is unhealthy and needs restoration to a healthy system within. Then you learned of the many different ways of healing and restoration that are available to help the physical body and the soul to become healthy and restored into their balance and their lack of dis-ease that is occurring within them. But we also learned that the forever person is not affected by these helping ways because they are of another realm than the one that the forever person lives in and is made of, the realm of the spirit, the realm of the eternal. But there was many ways to help the two parts of the kingdom within yourself, of the physical body and the soul's two level of consciousness. Now, let's learn about what are your responsibilities in healing and restoration. Yes, you, the soul's subconsciousness, and its will has all the responsibility for its healing of itself and its slave, the covering of the physical body. Yes, the will of the soul is the key to the kingdom within and its healing and restoration. That is the first and foremost responsibility of the king of this inward kingdom in healing and restoration. The will of the subconsciousness is so powerful and it has full authority over its physical body. But the voice of the physical body will be loud and fight against the will of the subconsciousness and its desires for healing and restoration. What? The physical body has a voice? Yes, it does. It is a powerful system with powerful voices. The physical body's voice will be one to always have pleasure and not pain. The physical body, in its unhealthy condition, in its unbalance, will seek to stay in its balance of a lack of pain to the nerves, to continue to have its chemicals in their current condition, even if they are out of balance. So the will of the soul's subconsciousness will have to fight against its own physical body and its cries of its appetites for food, pleasure, its current balance of pleasure and dullness to pain, and even if the body's chemicals are out of balance, both will be fighting against each other, for they are fighting for different things. So what are the responsibilities of you in healing and restoration? You must develop a strong and determined will to overcome the appetites of the physical body and its desires for pleasure and not pain. Your will of your soul must be strong, disciplined, and determined to have a healthy and restored system of itself and the physical body. The soul must be fully responsible for its healing and control of its own physical body and even its own thoughts and desires for itself. Even when its own self rises up against the desires of the king to change, to be healed and restored, the battle will be hard and is hard, long and seems to never end. Then the will of the soul must be determined to continue this battle long after the initial victory for years and years to come. The will must be strong in this fact that will occur within of wanting to be healthy and restored. The cries of the physical body will be loud and never ending against any change. Battle within will occur, and the responsibility of healing and restoration will fall completely to the will of the soul's subconsciousness. War has come to the system, and it will need a determined and disciplined will of the soul to fight and win the battle for healing and restoration. So, what is your responsibilities in healing and restoration? You, the king of the kingdom within, must have your will set to be healthy and restored, and be able to fight against the cries and voices of the physical body as it seeks its ways of pleasure, continued addictions to things and ways of pleasure and not pain. The will's responsibility is to get determined, get educated, get strong, and be in the battle for healing and restoration 100%. If healing is to come, if restoration to a peaceful, non-diseased condition of the soul is to happen, and to not get unhealthy again, even in its physical body. So with that, this ends this lesson. Lesson number 17 of what are your responsibilities in healing and restoration. Pastor Deborah looks forward to you coming back again to the School of Light to hear lesson number 18 of Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. Lesson number 18 is entitled, What Are Your Responsibilities Towards and With Others to Help Them in Healing and Restoration? So until the next lesson, keep learning and studying yourself and about the kingdom within. Love always and forever, your global School of Light teacher, Pastor Deborah of Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries, Global Teaching Ministry. See you in lesson number 18.